you know, they present a lot of challenges in many areas, and something that we're going to have to, you know, work on this week, a game plan, and then try to narrow down the things that they can do well and try to limit them to any explosive plays that they can make.
From what you've seen, how much control does Drew have over their offensive line scrimmages?
Yeah, he has a lot. I mean, obviously he's a smart quarterback. He's been in the league for quite a while now. He's done it at a high level consistently for a long time. So, you know, he does a good job of reading defenses, understanding what we're in, and trying to get the right checks for his offense to put them in position to make plays. So we'll have to be ready for that and just be ready to try to limit the things that they can do.
Because of tempo, is it hard to maybe disguise things because of the pace at which they're off?
Yeah, we'll see. I know they go at a high pace. They like to get up to the ball. And, you know, obviously in the league nowadays, the key is if you show them what you're in, it's going to be a little bit easier for them. So obviously, there's always that game of trying to disguise and trying to limit them from knowing what you're in exactly. But he does a good job of it, and we'll have to, you know, definitely be on top of our game.
What's
this week.
What's the challenge like dealing with the sheer size of a guy like Jimmy Graham?
Yeah, definitely. He's a big guy. He can run. Like I said, he's got great hands. But across the board, they have a lot of big guys, a lot of good athletes. Even into the backfield, a guy like Darren Sproles, who's not a big guy, but he can create some dynamic plays. I played with him in San Diego for a while, and you know, I know what type of player he is. So they have a lot of guys on that side of the ball that can definitely do some things, and you know, we'll have to be on top of our game and try to limit those guys as much as we can.
So they played a different tempo than a lot of teams play at that you've played so far?
Yeah, they definitely play at a high tempo. They like to get up to the ball and get things going quickly. So we'll have to be ready for that. That's something that we see a lot with our offense too, practicing against those guys. So it's not something that's new to us, but we'll have to be ready for it.
Steve, how good is Drew Brees at misleading defensive backs in terms of mannerisms or with his eyes?
Yeah, definitely. He does a great job of looking guys off, understanding what defense you're in, and trying to manipulate guys to move in certain directions so that he can open up some spaces for his receivers. So he's one of the best quarterbacks in this league, and somebody that we're going to have to definitely be ready to try to limit in what he can do to beat us.
Does it help at all to have to face Tom Brady, who's very good at that also, mm-hmm. in practice?
Definitely. I mean, you know, a lot of guys have that ability to kind of look guys off and be real good with their eyes and their mannerisms and things like that. And, you know, Drew's one of those guys, Tom's one of those guys. So, you know, we'll just have to be ready for it.